Welcome back to the History of North America Extra. I'm Mark Vinette. The Dead Letter, Chapter 29. We have an appointment with Margaret Neville, Julie announced with clarity into the intercom at the administration gate. The fence door swung open, thereby tacitly granting her sports car permission to enter and park.
Boy, Hewitt really set things up nicely,
Julia remarked as they approached the entrance door to what appeared like office space transplanted into a side building. The exterior of the Riverside Annex had architectural charm, but the inside was cold, generic, and modern. The theater complex was owned by the Royal Shakespeare Company and dedicated to their native son, the English playwright, poet, and player, William Shakespeare. It opened in 1932 on the site adjacent to the original Shakespeare Memorial Theater, which was built in 1879, but was destroyed by fire 47 years later. Recently refurbished, the state-of-the-art theater complex had a rooftop restaurant and bar with views over the River Avon. Dr. Margaret Neville was a Shakespearean scholar and general manager of the Royal Shakespeare Theater in the town of Stratford-upon-Avon, Shakespeare's birthplace. The title of Doctor, or D.R., is an international title bestowed on recipients of doctoral degrees and Ph.D.s. Wade had earned the right to add this prefix to his name, but rarely exercised the privilege. When others claimed the prefix, however, he had no problem granting them this public badge of respect and recognition.
Good afternoon, Mr. Wade.
Ms. Cartier.
Expecting an old matron, Wade was surprised to find that Dr. Neville was a youthful, tall, angular woman with sharp features.
Dr. Fothergill called me about an hour ago and said you were coming. I'm glad I was at the office today to greet you. Welcome, welcome.
They shook hands with the amiable woman and entered.
Allow me to introduce my staff.
Which she did. The greetings were warm, but Wade was anxious to visit the complex and pick the good doctor's brain. He knew they would have limited time with her. He thus made his many questions very precise. Dr. Neville's answers were, at first, vague. She spoke mainly of the company's mission and the complex she managed. Wade persisted. Dr. Neville, do you know of a Royal Elizabethan seamstress by the name of Kate Arden, rumored to be Will Shakespeare's cousin? The woman smiled at his casual use of Will, projecting familiarity.
I have heard the rumors.
Then you know about the gown legend, Wade followed up.
Yes, I know of the legend. However, it is but one of countless rumors, myths, and apocryphal stories about our bard. Folklore at its best.
Wade reconstructed and related to her every detail of the mythic narrative surrounding the Queen's burial gown and its purported theft by a relative of the Stratford poet. He then asked her if she had anything to add to this version.
That's odd, she said, frowning. I received a phone call a few months ago from a man asking me the same question. He refused to identify himself, so I simply declined to give him any information.
Talking while walking, they now found themselves inside the main theater. She gestured an invitation for them to occupy one of the plush seats near the front of the empty venue. Wade sat between the doctor and Julia, waiting for the conversation to resume. Julia's attention momentarily left the discussion as she focused her eyes and mind on the beautiful playhouse. Although Elizabethan in style, it was a modern construction equipped to present centuries-old plays to a contemporary audience.
In my field of work, Mr. Wade, I am often approached by people of dubious backgrounds, wanting to further their cause.
What cause is that? Asked Julia.
You surely know about the many far-flung theories attributing Shakespeare's works to other authors.
Yes, Julia responded emotionally. They're crazy.
Thank you for saying that, my dear, for they sure are. Dr. Neville emphasized the tail end of her comment with forceful contempt. Before Julia was able to resurrect her full disdain for the anti-Stratfordians, Wade pivoted the conversation back to the gown legend. "Please, Doctor," he interrupted firmly, "please tell us what you can add to the gown legend." The woman composed herself, lifted her head slightly with dignity, and nodded a new start to the conversation.
"It is believed by some that Queen Elizabeth's funerary dress escaped burial and was smuggled to safety, finding its way to our humble village centuries ago."
Wade liked what he heard, feeling his hypothesis taking form.
"Where is it?" asked Julia.
Wade, mildly embarrassed by his friend's obvious but understandable question, waited for an answer. The young woman chuckled and shrugged her slim shoulders, thereby not dignifying the weak question with a verbal response. Instead, she redirected her attention to Wade.
"There's one element that you didn't mention as part of your retelling of the legend, Mr. Wade. Therefore, I take it that what I'm about to tell you is new information that you shall, perhaps, appreciate."
Wade was already sitting straight, but these words made him sit up straighter.
"According to one local version of the legend, a valuable article was sewn into the inner lining of the garment and remains there to this very day."
"An article?" Wade asked, eyes blinking in anticipation. "What article?"
"A letter," the woman proclaimed forcefully. "A dead letter."
I'm Mark Vinette, and I hope you enjoyed the listen.
Doctors endorse it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calotrin Healthy Weight Loss. Ron in Texas lost 35 pounds. Marie in Pennsylvania lost 117 pounds with Calotrin. Diane not only lost weight, but she also found relief from arthritis. Lynn lost over 45 pounds. Calotrin contains collagen, the most abundant protein naturally occurring in the human body, which decreases as we age. Taking Calotrin promotes better sleep, more energy, less joint pain, and best of all, weight loss. Calotrin has an amazing 86% success rate with their 90-day supply. And this week, take advantage of their President's Day sale. Buy the 90-day supply and get an extra month free, plus free shipping. Ordering is so easy. Just text the word HISTORY to the code 30605, and we'll send you a link to this special offer. Again, text HISTORY, that's HISTORY, using the code 30605.